Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Ray Program. Starting another hour of Money Power. Make sure you stick around. We got Gene Pastula waiting in the wings, and it's always fun when we have Mr. Gino here. Bobby Wu is also in the house. Bobby Wooldridge, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Ray.
It was great having lunch with you and the Genester yesterday.
Indeed. Thank you for treating me.
I got to learn a lot about what some of your future plans are, which I don't think we're allowed to talk about on this program.
All I know is it's going to cost a lot of money.
Bobby Wooldridge, yes, and we're talking about your future and your financial future. And you should be reading the headlines today because one of the things that I mentioned to you during the TV segment is, because you've been thinking about buying a house, right?
Mm-hmm.
This today is the best day of the year to buy a house for you because it gets worse with every day that goes by. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. But first, let's start with some of the key numbers for retirement this year, 2016. Sit back, relax. It's the Ray Revolution. All right, so people are asking about 401k contributions, and no, they did not go up this year. You can make an $18,000 contribution into a 401k. So one of the questions that always pops up is, well, my employer offers a Roth 401k, and they offer a traditional 401k. What do you think I should do? And it's not an easy answer because you really have to think about how long are you going to be a 401k investor? What tax bracket might you be in when you begin to take the money out? What tax bracket are you in today? Can you do a Roth IRA because you make, you know, less than $180,000 or whatever the number is for a married couple? And like I said, it's not easy to make that determination. I will say this as a general rule of thumb. If you're my age and in a pretty decent tax bracket while you're still working, most of the time, unless you've got a gajillion dollars in pre-tax accounts, and unless you're absolutely certain that you're going to be in a much higher tax bracket or a higher tax bracket when you begin to take the money out, it's probably better to go with the pre-tax contribution. Take the tax deduction and use the tax savings to fund a Roth IRA. Let me give you an example. Right now, I can put $18,000 into a 401k. If I do the Roth 401k, it cost me the full $18,000 because that's a post-tax contribution. If I do the pre-tax contribution, I happen to live in a high state income tax state, California. So my combined federal and state income tax brackets are approximately 33%. So let's assume that I have $18,000 post-tax to invest. That means if I invest in the pre-tax 401k plan, it didn't cost me $18,000. I got a 33% tax credit. 33% of $18,000 is $6,000. How much can I put into an IRA, Bobby?
Six.
Actually, you can put in $5,500. I can put in $1,000 extra. All right, but I can certainly put $6,000 away. So here's what I do. I fund the pre-tax 401k, take my $6,000 tax savings, and invest that money in a Roth IRA. Presumably, I can do so since I make less, assuming I make less, which in this business is a pretty safe assumption, than a couple hundred thousand dollars. The phase-out's 190 grand. I'll get to that in a minute. So for an individual that is in a relatively high tax bracket, that's, you know, in their 60s, mid-60s, 70s, you're not going to benefit by the compounding effect. Now, change the scenario. I'm Bobby. I'm 30 years old. Now it becomes a little more of a difficult decision because the compounding effect of the tax-free growth over a 40-year time span tilts the scales in favor of the Roth IRA. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that I would not take advantage of taking some of the money in a pre-tax IRA. It's just this is where you need to do some pretty serious planning and forecasting. If Bobby somehow knew what tax bracket he was going to be in retirement, that would be easy. But here's where I wouldn't go the full distance on the Roth, even for Bobby. And it's because 40 years is a lifetime, folks. What if Ted Cruz gets elected and there's some kind of a flat tax? Or what if Mike Huckabee gets elected? Not likely there, by the way. But he wants the fair tax or a consumption tax. Well, a lot of these tax, deductions that look good today may not be favorable tomorrow. So, Bobby, for you, I would split it up. I'd take about half of the money and go Roth and the other half of the money and go traditional. And the same thing would be true if I had extra money doing the Roth IRA, or maybe I'd do a Roth IRA and a higher contribution to a deductible 401k. But splitting the money means you're not certain. You know, if you went 50-50, you can only be 50% wrong, couldn't you? So anyway, we'll get to more numbers. The phase-outs, by the way, I just mentioned phase-outs for 2016 have gone up by $1,000. So if you're a married couple, you phase out for IRAs, Roth IRAs, and so forth at $184,000 to $194,000. So at $194,000, you can't do a Roth IRA. Okay, what we want to do is we want to go to some calls when we come back from the break. Is that all right? Or we have time?
Yeah, we'll have Gino field it with you as well.
We'll have Gene answer the question. Mm-hmm. I'll grade him like back in high school.
Ooh.
When you switched, I grade yours, mm-hmm. You grade mine. I'll see if Pastula can answer the question correctly. What's it on?
Dave in Seattle.
Oh, Dave, he wants to talk about dollar cost averaging? I better take that one. That may be a little over Gene's head. I don't know. But we'll give him a shot.
Okay.
Pastula is waiting in the wings. He's cracking up right now. Mm-hmm. This is rudimentary for him. He's a CFP. Mm-hmm. 844 ratio if you want to play. But the phase-outs are $184,000 to $194,000. Now, here's what's interesting about this. If you have a spouse that is not covered by a qualified plan, your spouse can choose to do a deductible IRA or a Roth IRA. the phase-out numbers are basically the same if you make less than $184,000. So it's early in the year, time to do some planning, IRA planning, 401k planning, Roth planning, spousal IRA planning. All of that stuff is much better to do right now, and it's also better to buy a house far better in January than in June. I'll tell you why when we come back with Gene Pastula, who just did. He bought a vacation type place over in the desert, and he timed it perfectly. Why is it better to buy now than in June? Stick around. We'll talk with Gene about that. We'll also ask him about linked benefits, long-term health care, annuities, other insurance products, life insurance, all that stuff. And we'll get to Dave in Seattle. Dave, stick around. You have a great question. If Gene doesn't know the answer, I do. So don't go away. 844-RAY-SHOW. Emails also just ahead. Emails at raylucia.com. RAYLUCIA.com. Chicago, 25 or 6 to 4. We'll listen to it on the way out. Stick around. The Ray Lucia Show. Like us on Facebook. The Ray Lucia Show. Follow us on Twitter at Ray Lucia Show. Also, you can download that Biz Radio app and get our podcasts and listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to Business Talk Radio and your local stations as well. 844-RAY-SHOW. We'll be back. Don't you dare go away. This is the one talk show you must tune into. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922. Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Radio.
That's it, call me. Blondie, yeah, call me Blondie. Of course, I don't know if what Blondie looks like now. She's my age, isn't she? It doesn't matter. What would I do anyway? Gino, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Guys our age.
Guys our age just looking at Tom like that, and we go, why did we say that?
It's all fun and games. You ready to take a couple calls?
Oh, sure.
844-RAY showed the number. Let's speak with Dave in Seattle. How you doing there, Dave?
Hi, Ray. Thank you for taking my call. I'm your admirer. I have talked to you before.
Thank you. Hey, can you guys turn the volume up here? I cannot hear Dave. Go ahead. I'm barely hearing you, but so speak up.
Okay. I said I am I'm your admirer. I have called you before, and you have been very helpful to me.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate it.
The market, as you know, is a yo-yo, and I'm well diversified. I have a couple of $100,000 sitting, and I want to put that in the market. The question I have is, as the market is going up and down, should I dollar cost average or just put it when there's a dip?
Well, what's your time horizon? Dave, hang on. Let me ask you a few questions. Hang on. What is your time horizon with this money? Is this money you might need in the next couple of years, or is this money long term?
Yeah, I don't need this money.
So you're looking at 10, 15, 20 years.
Money, but I can, you know, I'm okay.
Got it. Here's what I would do. I wouldn't dollar cost average, but I would do this. I would invest the money in dividend paying stocks, value stocks, many of which got creamed last year. You know, Warren Buffett didn't do so hot last year. A lot of value companies didn't do so hot. But what that's done is it's, in essence, raised the dividend yield on many of these value companies. So I would look to a mutual fund that was a rising dividend mutual fund, companies that have increased their dividends every year for the past 25 years, the so-called dividend aristocrats, and I would be okay with the market going down and being volatile because it's sort of meeting halfway. If you dollar cost average and the market takes off from here, you're going to have a bunch of money sitting in cash that's earning nothing, and you're going to be kicking yourself because you missed the rally. If the market goes down from here and you invested the money, you're going to be kicking yourself, but not so much because the dividend yield will be going up. As the price comes down, the dividend yield goes up. So for me, if it's 10, 15, 20-year money, I'd go ahead and invest it, but I would invest it in a rising dividend fund and take advantage of reinvesting those dividends. So if the share price does go down, I'd be investing more shares. That's what I would do. I would not dollar cost average into the market. We've already seen
stock market. How about total S&P 500?
I think you could definitely do it with the S&P 500 index. I wouldn't. My personal opinion is the S&P 500 dividend yields 2%. If you go with a rising dividend fund, it might be 3 or 4%. So if you wanted to do half and half, I'd be okay with that. But I would prefer to go in on the value side, the higher dividend side, and take advantage of the dividends being reinvested, and that would be tantamount to your dollar cost averaging. But with a 20-year time horizon, it's not going to matter.
The stocks I have, that's how they have been. I've been doing this since the 90s, and drips.
Yes, stocks, drips are perfect.
And they have done with the Almighty's grace. They have done well.
Well, listen, I talked about this yesterday. It's hard to make a mistake if you have time on your side by just investing and reinvesting the dividends. Stocks tend to do very well, even if you invest at an inopportune time. As many people think, right now is an inopportune time, which is why I would focus more. I love the drips, and I love the dividend, rising dividend funds, especially after a year like last year. I think Buffett was down 12% last year. How often do you see Warren Buffett, the great value investor, losing that kind of money? So I don't think it's going to stand for much longer. But in either event, that's the answer. Hey, Dave, thank you very much. Let me ask Gene Pastula what he thinks about that advice.
I would wait until the market gets all the way to the bottom as far as it's going to go and then go all in.
Exactly. You see, this is why I bring Gene on the program, because he has no freaking clue what he's talking about. When might that be, by the way?
On the other hand.
spoken like yeah, a
that's
true.
The only question is, yeah. I'm not quite clear on that.
On when it's going to get there.
Yeah.
But his concept of buying dividend reinvestment plans, I think buying a rising dividend fund, a lot of people don't get that. If you buy really high-quality dividend-paying stocks and the market tanks and the stock price goes down 30 or 40%, you just have a huge smile on your face because your dividend just went from 3% to like 5%.
Well,
overnight.
Wait. But then you, but your stock is worth, 20% less. At
yeah,
the time.
Or 30, and you have big smile on your face because you take those dividends and you reinvest them and buy more shares.
Actually, that's the way I have I have one, it's sort of a, what I call a central portfolio that basically is managed intelligently, at least I believe.
In other words, you're not managing.
No, but I take advice from people, and most of the stocks that are in there are quality dividend play, and I'm not worried about it. The one that's the stocks that I have that I trade a lot, I just lose money on.
Just lose money, yeah. Well, at least, you see, what I love about Gene is he's an honest guy. He tells the truth. He's a CFP. He's got many, many years of experience. And what have we learned? He doesn't manage his own money. He takes advice from other people. He buys good value companies and leaves them alone with dividends basically reinvested. He doesn't worry about it. And the account he trades, he loses money in. There you go. That's pretty common
for
most people that are even in this
industry. It's easier than driving to Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, let's talk about something a little more serious. Let's talk about never losing money. I know that is a mantra that you preach all the time. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, in fact, as Dave was talking about his situation and framing his question, and I was thinking, one of the things that he did not, and you didn't ask and he didn't say, is what kind of return did he expect, and I think that's really quite important. If you can go and invest like Dave wants to, aggressively, if he's expecting to get, hoping to get like 8% or something of that nature, which is kind of the, long-term average?
Close to it.
Yeah. Having to wonder whether it's up, down, or sideways, or if he's, or he could accept 6, I'd be starting to seriously consider part of that money just going into an index annuity.
Okay, so stick around. When we come back, we're going to talk to Gene about never losing money on at least some of your portfolio. We'll also talk about linked benefits, his favorite topic. All that and more just ahead. 844-RAY-SHOW, the number. Stick around.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free. And get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Radio.
Stick around, folks, in a couple of minutes when I get Bobby Wu back in Gene Pastula's chair there. We're going to explain why now is the best time of the year to buy a home. You just bought a home, Gino.
I did.
Over in the desert. You like it? You're liking
it? Yes, very much. Yes,
got a good deal, did you?
Yeah, I think so. Well, compared to other options that I had, it was a good deal. I don't like to – I seldom do something that I really think stinks, you know. So, generally speaking, I don't like to admit that. Well, I mean, you know, yeah. If I think it stinks, I probably won't do it. So this was a good deal.
I happen to know of a couple of investments you and I have made that right now kind of stink a little bit. But in either event, Gene Pastula, certified financial planner. And before the break, we were talking about having some, not all, but some of your money sanitized in a very, very safe environment. And in times like this, when the markets are extremely volatile, it's nice to know that you got something that not only isn't going down in value, but can't go down in value. Mr. Gene, speak.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to me that I understand the markets and putting together a portfolio and all of that, and it's interesting, and particularly when the market is doing well, which I haven't seen it do for a while, and I don't expect it to do much, but, you know, where it's doing right now for quite a while in the future. But if you've got all the money in there, it's always something you have to concern yourself. And it's not like concerning yourself with a little bit. It's concerning yourself with your whole portfolio. And that bothers me really greatly. So the new products that the insurance companies have developed over the last 10 or 15 years, where they have they allow you to put your money in and take advantage of a market that is going well, but not have to be concerned when it stops going well.
Now, we should point out, because I had an email on this the other day. Guy said, I don't like index annuities because I don't want to have anything to do with the stock market.
Yeah.
Well, this is not an investment in the market.
No, you don't invest in the market. And in fact, it's kind of the anti-market, because the reason why he doesn't want to have any money in the market is because the value can go down in the volatility and all the rest. In these things, that's the whole point, is that once you reach certain levels, if they lock in interest or put in interest in a year or two, depending on how the thing is structured, it's locked in, and the market could go down, you know, 50%, and you haven't lost a bit. But when the market starts going up the next year, then where you were locked in, you start rising then. So it's actually, from that perspective, better than being in the stock market. But the most important thing to me is that it's no worry money. You know, I know what I expect it to do. Historically, they have. And I fully expect them to do in the future. So I put that kind of money into those investments, not investments really. Technically, they're insurance contracts. But when you compare them to the rest of your portfolio, they certainly will compete very, very well with investing in bonds, especially
bonds,
now.
CDs,
and
treasuries.
CDs, of course, always. So that's something that, and of course, we do a lot of that, and our claim to fame of that is that we have access to all of them, and we talk financial planning instead of insurance selling.
And that's a big difference.
I mean, you say you have access to all of them. You have a whole department that is.
We have a department that does that, and we have contracts to represent, you know, 25, 30 companies. So I mean, maybe I overstated it. It's not all of them, but it's enough. You know,
all the major carriers
and all the, you know, the variety of products.
And you need to do that because certain companies specialize in certain areas.
Sure. I mean, it's like dollar cost averaging. If you go to somebody who's representing one or two companies and you pick one, as long as the companies are good, you'll probably be satisfied. You know, we just take it one step further and say, we get a little more into your situation, figure out what it is that you're trying to accomplish specifically in your situation, and then we go into the portfolio of products and we select one, two, or three that fit those parameters that you've given us and that you would be most satisfied in.
And that's so, why Gene created the website Safe Money Monitor, because that's what he does. Mm-hmm. He monitors safe money alternatives, whether it be CDs or government bonds, but mostly in the fixed guaranteed annuity world or fixed index annuity world, where the interest is credited based on how well an index does. These are fascinating products. Mm-hmm. And as Gene said, the last 10 years or so, they've really made leaps and bounds. And there have been tons of academic studies now that have been done that support the use of these as part of the retirement portfolio. Real quick before we change gears with Link Benefits, the other thing that I think a lot of people don't realize is they hear that this money is tied up and you can't get to your money.
Yeah, and that's a real simplification. All of them have what's called surrender charges that range anywhere from starting at, let's say, 6 or 7%, upwards of 10%, but they go down each year over a period of 10 years or so. And that's if you surrender the entire contract. Okay, so how many people are going to take $100,000, put it into an investment that's safe and guaranteed and what have you, and then a year later, just take it out and put it somewhere else?
You're not interested in that person.
I've been doing this for 45 years. I've never seen it happen, quite frankly. I've seen people have to come in and dip into it. But when you do that, you end up not having any costs at all, or they're so minor that they're insignificant, you know. As opposed to the very person that accuses the industry of providing products that tie your money up, that industry promotes the idea of no commissions but asset management fees, where whether you keep it there or for 10 years or 5 years or whatever, they're going to charge you 1 or 2% every year. They just take it out.
They
charge
you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can put this money into one of these annuities and maybe have to take it out in 8 years, and they charge me 2%. The managed money has charged me 8 to 16% for sure.
People should realize that there is liquidity available, a lot of different ways to get it. Most of these contracts have 10 or 15% liquidity each year. So if you put that $100,000 in, if for some reason you needed, you know, dental work done and you had to pull, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 out, usually you can take out 10% per year, correct?
Yeah.
So there is liquidity.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you don't put all of your money into these. So if I've got a need for some funds, and I've got a portfolio that's diversified with annuities and stocks and bonds and what have you, and I need to take out $20,000 or $30,000 out of there for some reason, I'm gonna pick from the asset that is the most, you know, it's the most advantageous for me to take the money out. Bonds right now, if I've had them in place for a long time, have appreciated over the last several years. And all they can do is go down now. That may be what I would do. Point is that it's not just simple about, okay, well, you have a charge, so that's like saying don't get a mortgage on your house because they'll put a prepayment penalty on it and you won't be able to pay it off.
SafeMoneyMonitor.com. Check this dude out, or just simply call him at 800-809-6783. We've only got a minute But I want to talk about your favorite topic.
Well, you know, I think I'd rather just talk about that next week, because I got a really neat presentation to make to the folks about how to do this. And if you've been thinking about long-term care and what to do about it, you really need to, you know, go on the website and drop me a note and say, call me about long-term care or something like that. You know, just let me know, and I can chat with you about how you do this without spending a bunch of money on long-term care insurance that you hope the whole time you'll never use. That's the biggest thing about that kind of planning.
Okay, so that's the sneak preview, so we know what we're going to talk about next week.
Yes, so be here next Tuesday.
SafeMoneyMonitor.com, SafeMoneyMonitor.com. Go online, say, I want to talk with Gene Pastula, 800-809-6783. Sorry, I took up all of your time.
No, in fact, if they just have just general questions about safe money, let me know and we'll chat. You know,
right. Doesn't cost anything. He'll charge me for your call. I know him. I know this guy really well. Gino, thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
Take care. SafeMoneyMonitor.com. His name is Gene Pastula, certified financial planner, and he's one of the really, really good guys in this business. I know that because I've known you for as long as Bobby's been alive.
I haven't cheated you yet, have I?
Yeah, we'll be back.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back. The Ray Program. Special thanks to my pal Gene Pastuhl. He's a fun guy, great guy. Check him out, safemoneymonitor.com. Give him a call. That's what I'd do, 800-809-6783. Or just say, hey, call me. You know, he told me he was a little bit behind on his calls because he bought this new place out in the desert, and he's been spending time with his lovely bride, Joanne, whom I've known both of them for many, many, many years. Good guys.
We haven't gotten our invite to check out the vacation.
You know,
he
told me he was going to invite me. I used to have a place not too far from where he bought over there, and I miss it a lot because I would go every weekend. It's a couple-hour drive, go over there, enjoy the hot sun, and it was Palm Desert. I was in La Quinta.
Nice.
Beautiful, beautiful place. All right, so what have you learned so far, Bobby? This is when I ask you what you've learned today.
Well, we've had a great program, and my first question. In the first segment, we were talking about maxing out your 401k contributions, and I know you said $18,000. Does that include your company's match program, $18,000 total with their match, or just $18,000?
No, those are the deferrals, and for you it's $18,000. Mm-hmm. For me it's $24,000, by the way, because I get the catch-up $6,000. So, you know, if you're over 50 years old, you get $24,000 you can put in. So a husband and a wife that both work, you know, that's a lot of money you can put away pre-tax.
And if they match 3, 6%, whatever it is.
That's over and above. The employer contribution. Those are your elective deferrals, as they're called. Mm-hmm. The employer contribution. Actually, the employer can, put as much as $53,000 in. That's the maximum. I don't know very many employers that are, you know, putting up $53,000, though, for your retirement. Mm-hmm. But for you, it's $18,000. That's correct. And as I said earlier, for you, I'd probably split it between the Roth and the deductible.
Hmm.
All right?
Good stuff.
I was going to tell you why you should be buying a house right now.
Why is that?
You and young Christina.
You said do it now rather than 6 months from now.
Yeah, it's the seasonality. It's interesting because the winter months, prices on homes in particular go down. And then from about January to June, they go up, June being the best month of the year if you want to sell your home, the worst month of the year if you want to buy your home. Right now, prices have declined about 3%, or historically, I shouldn't say right now, because a lot of this is going to depend on your area and the supply and demand and so forth. But generally speaking, if you want to buy a home, you buy early in the year because they're traditionally -3%. In terms of their pricing structure, and that goes to a +9% by June. So you actually could be spending 9 or 10% more. And in California, you're talking about $40,000-$50,000 swing here in terms of the price of the home. So that's why I listed my house now, so I could get totally hosed by a buyer. This is what I do. That's what I do. I'm only hoping that nobody gets serious until June, when, because, you know, you do the range now.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to list your home from, you know, $1.1 million to $1.4 million or something like that. Everybody comes in at $1.1 million. You come back at $1.4 million and you settle somewhere in the middle. Well, unfortunately, this time of the year, you're probably selling it at the low end of that, or even below the low end. But I've done some interesting things with home sales in the past. My most favorite thing to do was when I really wanted to sell the house, because it was just before the market collapsed back in, you know, 2006, 2007, is I increased the commission I would pay the broker on the house.
Ah.
Because there were houses in my neighborhood that were all selling, and they were, you know, charging 4% and 5% commission. I went in and said, jack the commission up 1%, and the house sold in 10 days.
Go figure.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, the brokers have a lot to do with it. Let's do some emails. What do you say? We will start in Hartford, Connecticut. Talk about insurance land. There's about 19 insurance companies headquartered, I think, in Hartford. Anthony asks this. Hi, Ray. Both my wife and I are 68 and retired with no heirs. We have $500K in IRAs, $450K in a home that's paid for. I'd like to borrow as much as we can against the house. That way, use any equity in it before we die. We put the borrowed money in a fixed income to pay down the note and add to our monthly income. Your thoughts? Yeah, this is dumb. I'm sorry, but why would you do that? If you have no, I heard on the news this morning, they were talking about the Hillary Clinton, you know, federal estate tax is going to drop to 3.5, whatever it is. And they said heirs.
Uh-oh.
Whoever was talking said, if you have no heirs, this doesn't matter. Well, heirs. It's just spelt kind of funny.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny.
Yeah, exactly. Anthony, don't do this. Just get a reverse mortgage. Get a reverse mortgage. You have a $450,000 house. They'll probably cut you a check for $250,000. You'll never have to pay it back. You don't care about what happens to the house after you're gone because you have no heirs. And you can take the $250,000, invest that for income, get a 5, 6, 7% distribution rate, buy some annuity that'll give you 7% for the rest of your joint lives with some inflation protection. I don't know what the number is. Call Pastula, he'll tell you. But to put it in something fixed income that earns nothing, to pay down a note that you don't care about because you have no heirs, is dumb. Sorry. Alexander in San Carlos, California. I'm switching my job. I have a few $1,000s in my 401k. My new employer doesn't have a 401k. What should I do with my 401k? Thanks for your advice and love the show. Thank you, Alexander. And he's in San Carlos, not too far from here. We'll come over for some coffee afterwards and I'll give you the longer version of this because I'm running out of time. But roll it to an IRA. You can do a self-directed IRA, roll the 401k. You're probably under 59 and a half. You don't want to take the money out. You'll pay penalties and taxes and all that stuff. Talk to your employer about setting up a new 401k. But in the meantime, roll the money into an IRA. If the employer ultimately puts in a 401k and you like what you see there, you could roll the money from your IRA into the 401k. No taxes, no penalties, no sweat, no fuss, no muss. I'm out of time already.
You got 1 minute.
I don't think I can do James in Westminster, Colorado. Love the show. He's 70 and a half. He's retired. Oh, yeah. He has two car loans and a home equity loan. I actually emailed with James last night on this. I asked him, what are the interest rates on the two car loans? One was at like 2.8%. The other one was like 3%. And he's got a home equity loan at around 3%. And I'm thinking he's 70 and a half. He wants to know, should he pay off these loans with a new like home equity loan? And I'm pretty much coming up blank. I don't see where you benefit. You might save a 0.5% net after taxes if you're in a 25% tax bracket. But most people that are 70 and a half aren't even getting a mortgage interest deduction because their standard deductions exceed the mortgage deduction, the interest deduction that they would get. So, James, I would do nothing. How's that? Thanks for tuning in. God bless. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at RayLucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.